From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A top Islamic State militant killed. A senior Islamic State fighter from Tunisia was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman says Tariq bin Tahar al-Ani al-Harzi died June 16th in Shadadi. Al-Harzi helped raise money for Islamic State and oversaw efforts to bring in foreign fighters. The U.S. State Department dubbed him the Emir of Suicide Bombers. Iranian negotiators in Vienna are sending mixed signals about the pace of talks with Western powers and the country's nuclear program. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says negotiators are still trying to work it all out.
Well, what I would say is that the work goes on. You're going to see over the next few days ministers coming and ministers going to maintain the momentum of these discussions. I don't think we're at any kind of breakthrough moment yet, but the work is continuing. We will do whatever we need to do to keep the momentum.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog organization, meanwhile, met with Iranian officials in Tehran Thursday, the latest effort to resolve long-standing questions about Iran's nuclear program. The International Monetary Fund says that debt-ridden Greece's financial plight is even worse than first thought as the country heads to Sunday's vote on whether to accept lenders' demands for more austerity in exchange for new bailouts. The IMF Thursday largely blamed the leftist government of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, saying that it's been too slow to sell off state assets and will need debt relief and another $56 billion in new bailout loans through 2018. Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing to meet a Tuesday midnight deadline for repaying a $1.8 billion owed the IMF. This is VOA News. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed about 150 people in attacks in northeastern Nigeria. In the worst attack, officials say 97 people were killed in the town of Kukawa near Lake Chad Wednesday. Witnesses say gunmen entered mosques and shot men while they were praying before the end of the Ramadan fast, then attacked people's homes and shot women who were preparing meals. Six UN peacekeepers were killed and five wounded in an attack in Mali's northern desert. According to the UN peacekeeping force in Mali, the convoy was attacked Thursday in an area about 45 kilometers southwest of Timbuktu. There's been no claim of responsibility. United Nations observers say last Monday's parliamentary elections in Burundi were not free, were not fair, transparent, or credible. The UN Electoral Observer Mission says the elections took place in a climate of widespread fear and intimidation. The opposition boycotted the parliamentary election. Opponents say President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to seek a third term in office violated the Constitution. That vote is scheduled for July 15th. An appeals court in Afghanistan overturned the death sentence given to four men involved in the brutal mob killing of a woman. Aisha Tanzim has more.
When 27-year-old Farkhunda Malikzada was brutally murdered by a mob in March, it led to widespread protests, calls for reform, and an open trial with journalists and cameras in the courtroom. A couple of months later, an appeals court has overturned the verdict in an almost secretive hearing. No journalists, no cameras, not even Farkhunda's family were present in the courtroom. Fazal Manan Nuri, the defense attorney of one of the accused, Abdul Bashir, told VOA that three of the men convicted of the murder of Farkhunda Malikzada in March were instead given 20-year sentences. Farkhunda's family has expressed outrage and her father, Muhammad Nader, has called the ruling unacceptable. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
The British oil company BP agreed Thursday to pay $18.7 billion to settle the damage claims from the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Pam Bondi is the attorney general for the state of Florida.
Just 5 years later, a potential ecological and economic tsunami has been avoided because good people all came together and decided it was time to do the right thing.
In the agreement reached with the U.S. Justice Department and five Gulf Coast U.S. states, BP said it would pay about $1 billion a year over the next 18 years. The blowout, 1.6 kilometers below the surface, set off an explosion aboard the Deepwater Horizon oil rig that killed 11 people and burned the rig. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.